Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, June the 18th, 2019. The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time on spending as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to continue with part two as we break down biocentricism, but we're titling it as esoteric alchemy. So we're continuing with that theme or that overstanding, but we want to get into the biological process that brings about this under-over understanding of what you and I call biology. So from an esoteric perspective, what we're talking about is what we know as religion or spirituality. So although it is misguided, it is still religion and it is still spirituality. So today we need to talk about something that I've shared on many, many shows before, as I talked about the tone, which means energy in your voice, determines the speed of your choice. So we have been given a misguided, I think that's the best term I can say. We have been given a misguided language. So Hebrew and Sanskrit and a lot of the old ancient texts were very special languages because there was a language that was based upon energy or based upon sound. Now we have a language here in the West of English and Spanish and German and, you know, Latin and French and all these other languages that are based upon meaning, and they're not based upon energy, or sound. So since we have a language or a system or a cistern that is based upon meaning, and this language or this cistern is not based upon sound or energy or the inner G, we don't have God, or the big G, the real one. Now, that means that your biology is not being activated. Your chemistry, your DNA, your codex is not being turned on. Now, I'm taking a whole new direction here in the future, where I will be teaching this at a high level for just a small group of people at a very expensive, well, not very expensive, at probably about $5 or $10,000 a pop, to just deal with. I haven't settled on a title, but I was watching the movie again last night called Upgrade. And in that movie Upgrade, the guy has a stem, it's called stem, S-T-E-M, implanted in his spinal cord at the base or the top of his spinal cord, which, again, is stem, is kind of like, you know, symbiosis, or stem as in stem cell. And so now I'm moving into more of a private business consulting, where I'm able to break down and assist people with making the switch or the change from living a life that is based upon meaning and living a life that is based upon energy, that's based upon sound, frequency, waves, vibration, the energy, the entity, the inner chi. So words don't produce an inner chi. Words just produce meaning. Now, it's not our fault. It's not your fault that you have been given a dumbed down version of the original. And most people do not have the ability to connect with source. So there is no biological connection. That's the reason for the misguided religion that we have today. In addition to the inability to activate ourselves or activate ourselves on a cellular level. That is the direction that I'll be going with. But because of the depth of the study, this misguided spiritualism and this fear-based program, the fear-based programming is so deep in the minds and hearts and wills and emotions of most people that it's almost impossible to bring about a biological, or what I call, behavioral modification using cleronomics. And we know, you know, that cleronomics is the household management of the soul. That is my entire Terupo, or spiritual therapeutics. So my entire system is a system that is based upon energy, is not based upon meaning. And so I come into psychology using cosmology and biology to change theology, which is totally different from what is taught by the dominant culture and most therapists today. And the reason why I do this is because, number one, it changed my own life, and then it changed the life of all my children, and it's changed the life of the clients and the people who have actually implemented it. And so the inability for most people to detach or detox from their current habit pattern because of the inability to disconnect from the meaning of words and connect to the energy of words is the problem. So the words that we use, they don't have God in them. We are using Lucifer's words, so we're establishing Lucifer's world. But it's not a W-O-R-L-D, it's a W-H-I-R-L. It's a world, it's a chakra, it's a spin, which gets into spintronics, which gets into all everything that I teach that deals with the spinning circle. So I'm just going to be a spiritual spinning circle consultant, I guess you can call it. I'm going to be a chief peak performance operator, if you want to use that term. Again, I haven't settled on the term that I'm going to use in my private practice or business, but I had a meeting last night with a private group, and I advised them that the Blog Talk shows will be decreasing. Because I normally do 3-4 free shows a day, and I give out so much free content, and I've been doing it for the last 5 years. I have enough free content to probably fund and operate at least 3 universities. And you guys know I'll be, you know, I have my own, you know, Eagles University or Eagles Bethesda University again. I did incorporate both, or should I say I did secure both names, but I'm probably just going to stick with the original, which was the Eagerly Advancing Godly Living in Economics, Scripturally and Scientifically. Why? Because there's so much misguided spiritualism and there's so much fear-based programming out there that the fear-based programming is so deep in the DNA and the cells of most people that the words still contain the meaning and they are devoid of the energy. And so it's really interesting because as a energy worker, I noticed that the reason why people have difficulty making the transition is they're not being impacted by the energy. So the words that I'm using are not connecting on a deeper spiritual level. They're not having the impact that they are designed to have because the definitions that people have in their body. This is the result of all of the ADD and all of the stuff that's going on. It's a matter of what the Bible talks about in Proverbs 22:6, when it says to train up a child in the way that it should go, and when it is old, it will not depart. So what that is talking about, what I call focus, discipline, and order, which is the foundation of the behavioral cleronomics, which comes from the Greek word kleros, and again, the Greek word kleronomos, which is the household management of the soul, where we get the Greek word kyrios, which means Lord. So the inability for us to be Lord, to take responsibility of our soul or ourself or ourselves. So we talked about that yesterday. So I would like for you moving forward, as I talked to my private group last night, do not use the word self. Instead of the word self, use the word sales. And remember that the word sale means the word soul. So the self is the sales and the sales is the soul. So to change the soul, you have to change the sales. And to change the sales, you have to change the self. And to change the self, you have to change the biological connection to the self. Meaning the words that you are using, they are devoid of spirit. They're devoid of chi, prana, pneuma, ruach. So therefore, there is no change. So people have not received the ruach or the pneuma of the Holy Spirit or the set apart one. They received a spirit, but they have not received the spirit. How do I know? There is no change. See, once you encounter the true living word of God, my brother, once you encounter the true living word of God, my sister, you will know, because there's going to be instant change, terupo, instant. So since you are, like when Yahushua encountered a daimon or a diamond, he didn't wrestle with it. He didn't call no curandero. He didn't consult with no medium. He didn't need no backup. They knew him from afar off. They saw him coming and they said, why have you come to torment us before our time? Why? Because Yahushua carried himself in a manner. How? Kingdom, dominion, single standing column of waveform energy. He was a single standing column of waveform energy. He was not a single standing column of waveform meaning. See, you know the meaning of words, but do you know the energy of words? Do you know the inner chi? Do you know the inner G, the I-N-N-E-R-G, the inner God, the kingdom of God is within. So you cannot win if you do not go within. So I'm not here to try to sell anybody. I'm not here to try to debate anybody. I'm not here to try to convince anybody. I don't have time anymore. So I am only working with people who are on the energetic level. So that way we can change the energetic imprint and we can change your energy signature. So that way you can go and you can sign for a check in the spirit realm and it'll be delivered in the physical realm. It shouldn't take you weeks and months to bring about and to establish the kingdom of God on earth. We got the wrong definitions. We got definitions. They're dead definitions. So definitions, when you define the word, you're giving me a definition. A definition. Now, there's nothing wrong with that because that is the system that we're going to. So we start there, but we don't stay there. So we start there. We start with Diogenes reports. We start with meaning. We start with under over understanding. Then we get into the letters because the letters are the fetters. Then we get into the blood. Then we get into the date of birth. Then we get into the ley lines. Then we get into the numbers. Then we get into the sum total of all the numbers. So we know that we get out of meaning and we get into energy. So this is about energy work because your chemistry establishes your currency. If you have no chemistry, if there is no biological connection, then you cannot transcend this dimension. So we're stuck in this low vibrational frequency because what we are doing is we are looking at the meaning of words and we're not looking at the energy of words. So you're looking at, okay, people say, well, what does that mean? No. What is that sending? What is the energy? What is the energy? So when you meet somebody, you should be able to read their energy. You should not be able to read their meaning. When you look at the word, when you look at a word, when you see the word doctor, you should see that what is the energy of the word doctor, not what is the meaning of the word doctor. So you have a lot of meaning, but there is no transference of spirit. There is no energy. 1 Corinthians 11:3 says, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God. 1 Corinthians 11:3. Now, this has nothing to do with what we've been taught. This has to do with bringing back dominion, bringing back authority, bringing back rulership, bringing back and replacing all of the self-hatred and the self-doubt and the self-rejection, self-hatred, self-guilt, and self-shame. Remember the three things that disconnect you chemically or biologically. There is a lack of a biological connection. You are not biologically connected to the words that you're using. So if I say I love you, what does that do to you biologically? Probably nothing. There is no biological connection. So we have the meaning of the word. Everybody know what love means, but how many people can send the energy that love sends? So this ability or lack thereof to connect biologically or chemistry or chemically or energetically. Oh, yes, we have meanings. Everybody means well. Everybody have a meaning, but very few people have an energy. So the reason that there is no biological connection, the reason that we have misguided religion, The reason that we have a fear-based program, the reason that it takes a long time for you to bring about a result is because when you speak, there's no tone in your voice. There's no energy in your voice. When you speak, there's no energy in your voice. I was watching a movie last night, 12 Strong, and it's a true story about 12 Army Special Ops guy that was dropped over in Afghanistan after 9/11. And it was talking about what they did over there in Afghanistan to replace al-Qaeda. And even though y'all know that's the whole political blah, blah, blah. But the Afghanistan general that looked into the eyes of the American special ops guy. And he said that in his eyes that there was no, I think the word that he used was either death or anger, power in his eyes. So he wasn't fit to lead because he had never been to battle. He had never actually killed anybody. He never stood for anything. There was no energy. He had a title, meaning, but he had no energy, biological connection, no chemistry. So him and that general didn't connect until he went to war, got out there and proved himself in battle. And then the general looked him in the eye and said, now you have the energy. You see, my brothers and sisters, you are using the language and you are using words that are based upon meaning. Everybody on this call can tell me the meaning, the definition of the word love. But there's very few people on this call that can send me the energy of love. There's a lot of people that can define the word God. But there's very few people that can send me the energy of God. There's a lot of people that can define the definitions of words. There's a lot of people that know the meanings of a lot of different words. Oh, you're very educated. And you have a lot of definitions. But what is missing today is the energy signature, the energy imprint. There, you can't imprint my soul. You cannot imprint my DNA. And so the difference between why witches and spells and stuff doesn't work on me, spookism doesn't work on me because the energy imprint is not stronger than me. Because my energy imprint comes from source. It doesn't come from me. It comes from being in the presence of the king. It comes from understanding that words that are based upon sound, words like Hebrew, words like the ancient Sanskrit, those words did not have a meaning. Those words, there was a symbol. And when you looked at the symbol conveyed energy. It sent you that energy just by looking at it. That's why ideograms are ideograms, pictograms, logograms. When you go to Egypt, everybody that goes to Egypt and see the hieroglyphics of Egypt, they come back changed because of the energy in Egypt. The energy is in the symbol. That's why that symbol, as I found out that my son sent me the picture overlooking San Antonio, which I never thought. All these years of living, same thing as in Houston. So in San Antonio, we have a major highway that goes around the inner city. It's called 410. If you go to Google, type in San Antonio, Texas, bring up a map of San Antonio. You will see the Life Optimization Circle in San Antonio. It's in Houston. I would dare to say it's in almost every major city. There's a life optimization. There's a spinning circle because everything on this earth is based upon energy. Energy has been replaced with meaning. So everybody know the meaning of the word city or cell. But how many people understand the energy of the word city or cell? So your name has a meaning, but your name has an energy signature. So I am no longer teaching meanings. Now I'm only teaching energy, and that's only for a small select group at a very, very steep cost because of the energy. It requires a lot of, it takes a lot of energy to get people to operate in that energy. So I notice how my energy changes people because I'm a very high energy person. Just being around, now before I didn't understand it. I just got in trouble when I went to school. And they said that I couldn't sit still. They said I had ADD. They said I couldn't keep my mouth closed. So they sent me to the principal's office, and I got in fight after fight after fight. And so then I learned helplessness. I learned how to be helpless. I learned how to vibrate on meaning, and I got out of energy. And I was born with the energy signature, but it was beat out of me very quickly, very effectively. And it probably was beat out of you too. And so now we are suffering from the inability to connect with our currency and with our current. Oh, we can connect with the definition of our words, but that's not how you build worlds. If you go to Hebrews chapter 11, if you're trying to build a world, you cannot use meanings and words. You got to come with some freaking energy because you are battling some entity. And that entity doesn't respect your meaning, but the entity respects the inner chi. Or the energy, or the inner God. So if you bring the right energy, you will establish the right chemistry. And if you establish the right chemistry, you will receive the right currency. If you're not receiving currency, that means you ain't got the right energy. It is amazing to me, man. I mean, I've been doing this for so long, and now I am just, you know, the more I do this, the more angry I get. Because it's very, very important. You cannot waste, because you only got a certain amount of time. And you live outside of time. So the enemy wants you to waste time because it really doesn't exist. Now, think about it, and it's interesting because, you know, Sister Deborah brought up a good point. Thanks, Sister Deborah, because she was talking about how most cities have, or most circus have circles. The word circus, the word circles, and they have a Ferris wheel. You know, those big Ferris wheels, and those big Ferris wheels are a big circle. And when you look at most major cities have Ferris wheels inside of the word city, or inside of the city, and a city is a cell, and a cell is a circle, and a circle is a circus, and a circus is a kirka, and a kirka is a church. So this misguided spiritualism and this fear-based programming is preventing us from making a biological, chemical connection that is the result of what activates your chemistry. The thing that activates the chemistry is the energy. The thing that activates the energy is the inner chi, the inner God. But we got a meanings. So although we have good meaning, like to say that the world, the road to hell is paved with good meaning, with good intention. And so now, brothers and sisters, what I'll be sharing again with, because again, I was going to roll out a whole new course and go deeper into the biology of explaining something to you that probably you've heard it, but I don't know if you understand it, because all false religions, all, you know, misguided spiritualism, all of the stuff that's being taught, as we talked about on yesterday's show, and hopefully you guys listened to part one, because everybody knows that the soul is the inner sun, and the inner sun is the inner sum, and the inner sum is the S-U-M, the inner, that's the sum total of the numbers that operates in your circle. Every city has one. Every cell has one. And that is how you establish your inner chi or your inner G. So fear, doubt, and unbelief disconnects you biologically, because it disconnects the frontal lobe from the amygdala and from the pineal gland and from the hypothalamus. And so once that's disconnected, that connects you to the reptilian brain or the reticular activating system, the RAS. It disconnects you from the ASM. And it reconnects you, again, that's the automatic sensory meridian response. And it connects you to the reptilian, the reticular activating system. That is fear-based. So fear produces adrenaline, and it destroys your lymph nodes. So that way the body can't take care and heal itself. And so therefore there is no soul governance. There is no soul binding. So all of the savior programs that you have out now are fear-based, because you get saved out of fear, not out of faith. And so the savior program is a fear-based program, and that does the exact opposite. That is a misguided spirituality. That is a misguided system or cistern that doesn't hold water, just like it says in the book of Jeremiah. That is, that biologically disconnects you. So you are disconnected from source. And so it has the opposite effect. So we have to govern, that means take authority over our own soul. And the soul is made up of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. And as we talked about yesterday, the only way you can have adumbration or skion, S-K-I-A, skia, and skion in the Greek, which means, again, my name, which means Bethesda, which means shadow. So the only way you can have a shadow is if you have a light. You cannot cast a shadow without a light. Again, if anybody knows how to cast a shadow without a light, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I want to see how you do that, boo-boo. So the only way you can be, now remember, your body is a shadow of a light. So if you have a light body, you have a physical body. If you don't have a light, prana, how does prana move? Well, inside of my book, The Esoteric Esoteric Blood Alchemy, I break down that blood does something that very few people can over, under, and understand. And now when we talk about this, I'm not talking about it from a natural perspective, although I am talking about it from a natural perspective, because what I'm talking about is the fact the Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. That is true. But while you are on this earth, the Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So the blood carries something. One of the things that the blood carries is one of the most powerful forces on earth. That's why I talked about with all women, you are attacked in the area of your sensuality and your sexuality. Why? Well, in the ancient text, there is a book called The Three Mountains or The Three Dogs, because the dog is a symbol of the sexual force. And the reason that it's called the Three Mountains, because in the ancient text, there was a god. His name was Cerberus, like Serapis, but it's spelled C-E-R-B-E-R-U-S. And in this ancient text, this entity, this god in the physical realm, we have why is a dog considered a man best friend? Why do we have dogs? Why do we have pet dogs? Because the dog represents the sexual force or the central force that has been liberated. Why? Because a dog is the easiest animal to be trained and tamed. A dog. A dog can be trained to obey, to sit, to roll over. The dog can be trained. And if you look at the word dog and you turn around, it's the word God. So your sexual force, your sensuality and sexuality is not supposed to be cut off. It ain't supposed to be demonized. It's not supposed to be not used. It's supposed to be trained. You're supposed to open and understand how to use it. But everybody's afraid of it. Not everybody, but y'all, you know, especially if you come from a traditional church. Because we don't understand what it is. They're like, we don't understand. What is the difference between a cat and a dog as a pet? Can you train a cat to do the tricks that a dog can do? Dogs represent something totally different than a cat, because a cat cannot be trained like a dog, because a cat is not loyal, but a dog is. See, the dog represents how God trains us in a way to use our force, our chi, our energy. And the only way to do that is to understand that you have energy, an energy signature, or you have the ability to have an energy imprint. So you're supposed to sign everything with your energy, not with your meaning. So what we got is we got the meanings of words. We got definitions. We got dead definitions. That's why we got debt. That's why everybody's name is written in the Egyptian book of the dead, the Egyptian book of debt. So we are debtors. The inability to overstand the reason God gave us a dog, because a dog is very loyal. He's very obedient and he can be trained. And that's the difference between a dog and a cat. A cat has a sense of walking to your house. A cat does not get up. He don't meet you at the door. He just like, yeah, he just comes around when he wants to come around. So the inability to understand how we are to use this energy, and one of the most powerful energies on earth is the sexual energy, or the sexual, and then this is all, you know, expressed, exposed, and explained, especially in the book of Solomon, Songs of Solomon. Because this breaks down into some deeper stuff that I will be breaking down, but because, again, it's such a deep topic, and most people get lost because they have not heard of, like, Hades, and they have not heard of Cerberus, and the abyss, the sexual force, duality, and how this energy that is dumbed down through Greek mythology using Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades, which were three brothers, by the way, and the earth was divided by these three brothers that represents the three-headed dog called the Cerberus. So Cerberus represents, again, the energy of the head, the heart, and the gut. This is all Greek mythology. But if you just read the story, just like the Bible, you're just going to think, oh, they're talking about Zeus. They're talking about Poseidon. And they're talking about Hades. No, they're talking about your head, your heart, and your gut. And those produce force. Why, you got meaning and you mean well, you ain't got no chi. You ain't got no prana. So when you go up against them big demons, them viceroys in your city, and you come up there and you got a bunch of meanings, you've done a bunch of research, you got a bunch of definitions, you got a bunch of definitions. Oh, that's great, boo-boo. That'll get you started. But eventually you got to transition from meaning, and you got to reconnect biologically and chemically, meaning that your biology establishes your theology. Your theology should not establish your biology. And your cosmology establishes your biology. And your biology establishes your theology. That three-stranded cord, that three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So everybody has meanings of words, but how many people have energy of words? Let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters, because the self is the cell, and the cell is the soul. Do you love your cells? How do you show love to your cells? Did you tell your cells this morning, cells, I love you? I love the way Dr. T says in her book, The Fountain of Youth, cellular death, or death by disease, is now obsolete. Let me say that again. Death by disease is now obsolete. Let me say that one more time. Somebody should write that down. Death by disease is obsolete. If you die by disease now, it's on you, boo-boo. There's no reason nobody, especially if you listen to my stuff. Now, if you don't listen to me and you listen to the Reverend Dr. Bishops and all this other good stuff, and you're gonna D-I-E or D-Y-E, okay, I understand. Because you got meanings of words, but the words ain't got no power to change your organs. That's why I was telling you guys before, Dr. Bruce Lipton and all the great doctors are coming out now, and they got scientific proof that people who do organ transplant, they do memory transplant. That's what a dominant culture do that to make you confused. That way you're double-minded. You can't receive nothing from God because you got two minds. You got too many minds. So when you take on, I'm not against it. I'm just telling you what it is. When you get an organ transplant, as they have now scientifically proven, as inside of the movie STEM, and in every movie that Hollywood, they hide the truth in plain sight. If you take somebody's heart, like the little girl, she got the heart and she kept seeing some girl getting killed. And it was the girl's heart that she had. And she pointed the police and she identified the perpetrator because the energy imprint that was in her heart was transferred to her. See, we got misguided spiritualism, brothers and sisters. Everything that you've been taught is a lie because it comes from a language of meaning. It doesn't come from a language of sound. It doesn't come from a language of energy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. The word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That is a five-dimensional word. So if your words don't do that, when you talk, if your words don't touch spirit, soul, body, thought, and intent, what you got is meanings. You are a good person. You got good intention, but you don't got no power. So dunamis power comes from cell governance and self governance and soul governance. You have to govern your own self, your own cells, and your own soul. How do you love your cells, brothers? How do you love your cells, sisters? Are you going to die by disease? Disease, dis-ease? Are you going to die because your cells are uneasy? Make your cells easy. How do you do that? You see, everybody focuses on outer space. Hollywood, all the movies, everybody want to go to outer space. Nobody want to go to inner space. I spend all my mind or all my time in my mind. Let me say it again. I spend all my time in my mind. I spend all my time in my mind. Because why? Your diet is your mood. Your mood is your food. Your mood, as I have inside of my book, Theocentric Nutrition. Is your nutrition theocentric? Where and how do you feed your cells, my brothers? Where and how do you feed your cells, my sisters? Are you feeding your cells self? Remember, anytime you see the word self, replace it with the word cells. Are you giving yourselves cell rejection? Are you rejecting yourselves? Are you doing self-hatred? Are you doing cell shame? Are you ashamed of yourselves? Do you got self-guilt? Cell guilt? And you wondering why you got sickness in your body? Show me a man or a woman that have any uneasiness in your body. I will show you a man or a woman who is doing cellular destruction, self-destruction. Because the word self is the word cell. The word cell is the word soul. The energy is in your mood. It's in your food. Now, this is the result of what I've developed after 50 plus years called focus, discipline, and order. There is a technique that I have developed that destroys the neurological interruption that takes place that is called neurological ranging. So in psychology, if we see a little kid and he's ranging, he doesn't have the ability to pay attention. That means he's ranging. You ever see an animal that's out there grazing? So grazing and ranging is the same thing. It is the inability to exercise focus, discipline, and order because they're not firm. The parent is not firm, fair, and consistent. You show me a child that cannot focus, I'm going to show you a parent that was not firm, they was not fair, and they was not consistent. So there is no such thing as bad children. there's poor parenting. The inability, this establishes a neurological interruption in the brain. So the child, it is impossible for the child to focus in school because the parent was not firm, the parent was not fair, and the parent was not consistent. Focusing is the result of parenting, the pair that rents. The word parent means parent. It means a parrot. A parrot regurgitates something. And the parent should be regurgitated, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So you show me a whack child, I'm going to show you a whack-ass parent. Because the inability to be firm, to be fair, and to be consistent brings up a neurological disconnection in the brain. So the brain biologically cannot connect to the frontal lobe. So the child has no reasoning logic. Therefore, the child is dumb. So the child is not dumb. The child is disconnected. But the reason, though, he's disconnected, somebody was not firm, they were not fair, and they was not consistent. I didn't read that in no book. Everybody on this call, you got to take responsibility, especially if you're over 18. Maybe you wasn't trained up in the way that you should go. That way, when you get old, you cannot depart. The only way that you got a biological mem is the parent didn't parent, and the parent didn't parent. So what do you do? Well, when I got 18, I realized that I had a biological mem. It was called a negative habit pattern because I was not wealthy, I was not healthy, I was not wise, and I was not in no toe-curling relationship. So there was no reverend, no doctor, and no bishop that could help me. I wasn't about to take no pharmacare. I went to the deity of sorcery, and I wasn't interested in engaging in sorcery. So I rejected the pharmacare. But I still had a problem with focus. I had a problem with discipline, and I had a problem with order. So I went to Source, and I said, okay, Source, we got a problem. And Source was like, no, you got a problem. See, Source don't got problems. So the first problem that you got is the fact that you think Source got a problem, meaning you don't know your Source. Since you don't know that you are a single standing column of waveform energy, you're not a meaning. You are an energy signature. You don't mean something. You inner something. You got to inner. What do we inner? Well, the kingdom. Where's the kingdom? The kingdom of God is within. So how do we go within? By understanding the divine attributes and characteristics that are within you. That's called your life optimization circle, chart, Kirka, sales. And so this, my brothers and sisters, is the biological reconnection of the chemistry. So what my program does is it totally replaces the meanings of words, and it reassigns the energy signature of words. That's why faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I tap into your soul type, which is your cellular type. So before you can build, you must be. And since once you start to be, then you start to beam. Once you start to beam, then you can bond. And that bond is not easily broken. And it is this soul, which means solar. So the self is the cell. The cell is the soul. And the soul is the solar. The solar plexus or the sun. So the inner sun, when you shine real bright inside, your body is real physical outside. And when you walk in the room, your physicality will display God's mentality. The inability for your physical body to represent God's mental body is the result of a lack of sun. So everybody's supposed to receive the sun. So the biblical narrative is true, but the biological connection with the biblical story is missing. There is a biological disconnection from the biblical reference. Therefore, when you show up physically, I'm not impressed spiritually because there's no energy. Now, you mean well. You got good meaning. But your body should speak for you. When you walk into a room, you shouldn't have to say nothing. There should be freaking command presence. When you walk in, you should command. Your body should command. If you got to talk, something's wrong. When you walk into the room, people should stop and say, hey, man, who's that? I don't know, man. I don't know who they are, but wait, we need to find out. I need to connect with that individual. I need to network with that person. Your ability to maintain your biological connection with source is based upon your over and understanding, my brothers and sisters. The root problem of all misunderstanding is that someone did not overstand. The problem of all misunderstanding is a lack of overstanding. And remember the word stand. When we overstand, that means light. So the word stand means the word light. So there's an underlight, there's an inner light, and then there's an overlight. The brighter the overlight, the darker the shadow. A bright light casts a dense shadow. A dim light casts a light shadow. So we got to go back to the energy signatures of the frequency waves and vibration. Okay, Brother Will, how do we do that, though? What is the step-by-step process? Well, that is what I'm going to be breaking down in my private, my new direction, if you want to use that term, which has to do with Hebrews 6:12 that tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I talked about, again, the elite have predetermined or controlled your lifespan. You got to take it back. So the elite determine how long you live. The elite determine how you think. The elite determine what you wear. The elite, the one percenters, the hive mind, the collective consciousness, they are your overlords. And they determine for you everything that is you. So we got to replace that with your purpose. Your purpose gives you a procedure. The procedure gives you a process. The process gives you some principles. The principles establish your potential. That potential leads to your product. That product develops a profit. That profit gives you something called prosperity. And that prosperity leaves you with peace. Stop giving away your purpose. I talked about that with the private group last night. Everybody on this call, you're giving away your purpose. How are you giving away your purpose? By you making the same mistake that I've been making. Everybody is on this earth for three things. We all want some type of a payoff, a emotional payment that leads to, should lead to that physical payment. And now the payoff leads to the payment, and the payment, again, leads to the ability to establish something called peace or prosperity. So everybody wants, number one, an emotional payoff. Right now, doing this show, I get an emotional payoff. But am I getting a physical payment? Answer, no. That's the kiss of death. That is how you end up in the pole house. So you got to know that, because right now the devil, he got you confused. He got you convoluted. Now, remember, he's been wanting to get this game on me for 50 years. So I didn't read this business in no book either. Everybody is happy, just giddy, when dopamine and serotonin is released in your brain. But can you pay your light bill with dopamine? Can you pay your light bill with serotonin? Can you pay your car note with oxytocin or vasopressin? Okay, answer, no. But you can use those chemicals to garner a payment. So the whole purpose is for you to understand how the emotional payoff should lead to a physical payment that results in a vibrational superiority. So the vibrational implement that you are, again, a Christian. You're not a Christian. So the word Christian means a weapon of God. The word Christian means a drug of God. So everybody that I know, they all drugged. That's why you see Christians, they look like they're in a stupor. They look like they're in a, and then when you see them in the spirit, the people are drunk in the spirit. Have you ever seen those churches that have that holy laughter? What do they look like? Okay, that's the definition of the word. That's the meaning But where's the energy? Energy's not there. But the meaning is. The meaning is there. But where's the energy? Where is the inner chi? See, energy does something. What did it do? Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only be transferred. So what is happening? It's a transference of energy. So what happens when you go to church and you get real happy on Sunday? Does that pay your light bill on Monday? But you feel like it does because the energy was transferred. That's why they have a steeple on top of every church. Because the energy goes out that steeple. Now, we're not going to tell you what's on top of the steeple. That's another study for another time. That'll hurt your brain. But you got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that this is about energy. This is not about meaning. So you telling me what things mean, but you're not telling me what the energy that things are generating. So don't talk to me about meaning, boo-boo. Talk to me about energy. Because the energy destroys the entity. So your meaning, just because you understand the meaning of words, that's not going to bust a grape. But if you can tell me the energy of the word, okay, now we can talk. Now we can go into a city and we can build something. We can establish something. We can change the world with energy. We can go and we can read Hebrews chapter 11, and we can see that the word of God framed the entire universe, was framed by the word. That's the energy. That's the inner chi. So inside of your body, your cells are waiting for something. And every cell in your body is waiting for Hebrews 4:12 to be activated inside of you. Now, I don't know how deep you understand, but modern day psychology was yesterday's demonology. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Modern day psychology is yesterday's demonology. One more time. Modern day psychology is yesterday's demonology. See, the scripture says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. I know that one because that's my mission statement 20 years ago. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I added the fourth leg to that stool, which is relationships. Wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. That's how I started with the life optimization circle based upon 3 John 1:2. You see, my brothers and my sisters, we know the meaning of 3 John 1:2. But do we understand the power of 3 John 1:2? Do you understand the power of what you got when you pick up a Bible? Now, the church is the most powerful organization on the planet. But the church doesn't have the energy. It has the meaning. Everybody knows what the church means. But when you go to church, do you feel the energy inside the church? Inside the body. And so what stops it? Self-hate. Self-shame. Self-guilt. Because that's self-hate. Self-shame. Cell guilt, cell division. So all of this is cellular, and then it affects our soul. So now we got to break down and close with the solution. Now, brothers and sisters, everybody on this call, over understand that source code, 2 Timothy 1:7. Is there anybody who has never heard of this verse? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Is there anybody listening to my voice? You could be from Zimbabwe, and you've heard of that scripture. So I have a quest. I'm going to embark upon a journey. This question, what question means that you are embarking upon a journey to discover the truth. Anybody want to embark upon a journey to discover the truth? Okay, I'm the only one? Okay, that's somebody out there. So everybody wants to embark upon the journey to discover the truth of how we put energy and not meaning. So I know a bunch of definitions. I'm an etymologist. I understand the meaning of words. So source says, Doc, it's time to go to the next level. New level, new devil. Let's go. What's the next level, source? Next level, it's time to go within. Why? Because the kingdom of God is within. Okay, but hold up, so I got all my meanings from outside. I got all my education from outside. Everything I know, somebody taught me outside of me. And so I say, that's the problem, Negro. So everything that you got, like me, you learned. Is there anybody that doesn't have learned helplessness, learned hopelessness, learned despair, learned anger, learned racism? Everything that you do, you learned it. You wasn't born with it. You learned how to die. You wasn't born to die. We all learned how to die. You've been programmed, boo-boo. It's called a program. You got fear-based programming. You got misguided religion. You got misguided spiritualism. Although it was well-meaning, it was a well-meaning. Well, we meant well. We put that fluoride in your water, but, you know, we didn't know it was going to kill you. Well, we did kind of know, but it kills you slowly. At least you get 60 years. I mean, stop complaining. Oh, we put that metal in your mouth. You know, we know metal goes in your mouth. It'll go to the brain. It's going to cause Alzheimer's. But, yeah, you get 70 years before it happens. So you should thank us. So we put genetically modified organisms in your food. We put chemtrails in the air. We set up the prison, the school to prison pipeline. We made sure that you continue to suffer from the psychological effects of slavery and Willie Lynch. We want to make sure that you know that the white man is superior, black man. We want to make sure that you understand that if it's white, it's right. So we've got a system in place so that way you're programmed to D-Y-E. But Big G did not make you that way. You are not designed. The energy is immortal, but the program is temporary. Now, you can debate, not with me, but you can debate with other people. Because I'm going to mow you down if you come this way, boo-boo. There's a great book written by some tall Caucasian blonde hair, blue eye dudes. Y'all like those kind of guys, right? Short black men that they ain't, whatever. But the dominant culture like to hear from their own. Well, their own is telling. There's a book called The Immortal Cell that says the exact same thing that I've been saying for 20 years in my book, Christened. And the biological temple of the Ruach and the Pneuma, the cell, the prana, the Pneuma does not die. So where does it go? What's going on? Well, look at the word D-Y-E. Inside of the body, that's fluids. That gives you fluidity. It allows you to function. So what happens when you bleed out? See, the body contains the prana, the pneuma, the ruach, the energy. The energy is inside of the blood. So when you bleed out, we lose life. Because the ability, again, for you to get the body to move is not in the blood. The prana uses the blood. You see, blood absorbs life through oxygen or oxygenes. This is the breath of life. It's inside of our lungs. So when the blood goes through the lungs, it absorbs oxygen and it's renewed. And that's why the blood goes from being blue and it goes to being red in color. And then the blood goes throughout all the organs that contains all the memories in the body. And it absorbs the oxygen. And the oxygen, the O-X-Y-G-E-N, oxygenes, this is the genetic code of God, source, big one, is transferred into the body through the blood. The blood is used by source to be absorbed into the body. The blood isn't source. The blood carries source. Lucifer isn't light. Lucifer carries light. Lucifer is called the light bringer, the light carrier, but he ain't the light. That's why flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom, because the blood is just the vehicle by which source travels. And so the ability to over and understand that the blood is needed because source code uses the blood. Blood alone moves the wheels of time. That's what the Bible says in Leviticus chapter 3, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Take away the blood, you take away the flesh. But the life of the spirit is in the breath. But as I said before, we think breath is this. That is not breath. So although you may be practicing breath and breathing, now remember, I'm giving you the solution. You said, hey, doc, I want a solution, doc. You've been talking about the problem the whole time. So we know the meaning of words, but we ain't got no energy. Okay, there you go, doc. You missed the know-it-all, brother. How do we get more energy? How do we get the inner chi? Breath. So source code, he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So we think breath is this. Breath is awareness. Breath is consciousness. Breath is the ability to expand and retract. Expand and retract your consciousness. That means evolve. Look at the word E-V-O-L. The last V and E is silent. Turn it around. E-V-O-L. L-O-V-E. Let's go back to the scriptures. I know y'all like them scriptures. As a retired Bible thumper myself, I like some scriptures too. At them good old Baptist churches, them old folks say, boy, where your scriptures at? You gonna come to church and you ain't got no Bible? Y'all ain't got your Bible? So in the scriptures, it says, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. See, neurological disconnection, fear, immediately disconnected from source. So I know, especially if you are an African American, y'all niggas scared of y'all own shadow. Y'all better stop playing. Y'all know. So it took me 20 years to just start sharing what I'm sharing right now. Why? All this stuff I'm sharing was of the devil. You can't just zodiac sign, brother. Lucifer gonna get you. Horoscopes, that's of the devil, brother. I know, boo-boo. They told me the same thing. Fear, my brother, is a spirit that controls all of your chemistry. So if I want to control your chemistry, if I want to stop, in fact, your chemistry, if I want to put you in a state of cortisone latent, a.k.a. stress, fear. Now, it could be anything. You could be a fear of heights. It could be a fear of spiders. It could be a fear of dogs. It could be a fear of cats. Lucifer doesn't care. It could be a fear of money, fear of poverty. There ain't nobody on this call cannot tell me that you don't got some fear. The one that the beef for me used to be was a fear of heights. The military cured that quick. Soon they found out I was afraid of heights, them suckers put me on top of the tallest pole and left me out there all day. And they said, nobody's going nowhere till you come down. And when you got 90 other soldiers looking at you, telling you, if you don't come down, when we come there and get you, we got something planned for you tonight. It's called a blanket party. See, when I was in the military, I was in the Marines. You know, if you nutted up in the Marine Corps, we discipline our own. You ever got jumped by 30 dudes at night when you didn't sleep in your blanket? Unless you're smart like me and put some pillows in there and trade bunks with somebody. Yeah, they try to get me, but hey, you got to be smarter than the average Joe. So what am I saying? Well, I'm saying you can't do fear. That's why I don't do fear. People say, well, Brother Will, you don't understand, brother. I'm not afraid, brother. I'm just concerned. I don't do concern either. Well, you know, I don't do concern, okay? I just care. I don't do care either. Well, you know, I don't do that either. So whatever word you want to use to try to, you know, justify your lack of connectivity, it's still fear. But what should we do? This is a smoking gun. We should do power. We should do love, and we should do sound mind. Now, those three words in the Greek is what my whole system is based upon. It's what my new private, you know, consulting business is going to be based upon. So now I'm just doing private, you know, I'm a private spinning flying wheel consultant, a flying life optimization. I got to come up with a fancy word for it because, you know, life optimization people be like, what? Even spinning wheel, people be like, what? So I got to dumb it down just a little bit. And I just may use the word business, so everybody can relate to that. But at the end of the day, everything that you're doing is not going to work. Now, you will make money. You can make $100,000, maybe even $200,000. But in order for you to make some real money, boo-boo, you got to deal with that day moon in your head. That mem that's running in the back that got you scared of your own shadow. I don't know what it is. The IRS can send you a letter. If you get an IRS, if you get a letter from the IRS telling you they're going to take all your shitness and going to order you, what are you going to do? Oh, God, what are we going to do? The devil's after. If the doctor calls you and says, we noticed, we did a check and, you know, you got a lump in your neck and, you know, we think it's, and once they say that C word, oh, snap, it's like, dun, 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 dun. It's like the death end just showed up. You ain't even read, no research, no nothing about it. He's just a doctor because he's a deity of sorcery. He's a deity. He's like a god of sorcery, man. You don't go up against a god of sorcery? Are you serious? We just got to lay down and die, Brother Will. Well, boo-boo, I got another script for you. I got a new program. In this program, you are a single standing common waveform energy. In this program, you got power, dunamis power. In this program, you got love. You got agape love. In this program, you got a sound mind, sophrenesmas. So with those three words, especially sophrenesmas, I did a whole series on that about 10 years ago. Anybody want to hurt their brain? Sophrenesmas. That is the meal ticket. That's the three programs that replace the other three programs that's running below the surface. The devil is not all power. The devil is not all present. The devil is not all knowing. The devil is not all simplistic. And the devil surely is not all benevolent. So I got a gun. It's a big gun. It's all knowing. It's all power. It's all present. It's all simple. Anybody can shoot it. You can get a 3-year-old. Pow, 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 pow. He know how to pick it up and shoot it. And it's all benevolent. It's always good. Now, you got a guard that's probably not like mine. So I recommend you trade yours in for the big one. Because the big G, he's all-knowing. So there's nothing he don't know. So the doctor, they don't know how to cure cancer. But the big G, he know. Now, the doctor, he don't know how to deal with the IRS. You know, your lawyer may not know how to deal with the IRS. But the big G, he know. So I don't need to know. I just have access to who does. So I don't take no thought as to what I should say or what I should do. Because I know that the Holy Spirit will tell me what I should say at the time. So when I do these shows, when I do one-on-ones, when I counsel, when I assist people, I know that the power is not in me. Because in my weakness, he's made strong. I just show up and I just watch God show out. Oh, it's an amazing thing. But I'm just saying, y'all should try it. Y'all work too hard. Like, I don't work. Like, for real. Like, I don't work. I just make myself available. See, it's not my ability. It's not my credentials, brothers and sisters. It's my availability. I make myself available. And I say, Source, here am I. If you do that, see, y'all, everything got to be planned out. I know you went to school, you got your degrees and all of this stuff. And you say, well, you know, brother, well, I need to have, you know, my 13-step plan, my brother, to make sure, and I got to stick to my plan. You know, praise Jesus. I'm just messing with you, Jay Money. And but at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, it's just fear. Everybody got a spirit of fear. Me too. I wish I could say I'm Superman. I'm God's gift to the planet. And y'all need to come over and kiss my ring finger and bow down and give me some homage. Because I'm the baddest thing since sliced bread. I can levitate. I can walk on walls. I can raise the dead. But no, if you shoot me, I bleed too. Unfortunately. But I'm working on it, Jay Money. I'm working on it, brother. I'm not there yet, but I'm a work in progress. But brothers and sisters, we all got issues that we are concerned about. Your job is to make sure that they are very few and far between. Because whatever you're concerned about, that's going to be your CERN. That's going to be your project CERN. The enemies are going to use it against you. Live your life without a carrot. Live your life like you got a carrot, something that motivates you, even though you don't. That's what I do. I got goals, and then I make the goals, and I disconnect it. So my goal is to be a multimillionaire. So what happens if I don't reach my goal? Nothing. Why? I'm married to the role. Boom. Let me say that again. This destroys all demons and all devils. Marry the role, not the goal. So I got a bunch of goals. I got a goal that when I'm 80 years old, I'm still going to be popping all babies. That don't mean physical babies, brothers and sisters. That means that I would have what they call vigor. We'll put it that way. Like Moses was 100. The scripture says that, and he did not lose his vigor. That's going to be me. Okay? That's my goal. So, what if I don't reach that goal? Well, I don't really care because I'm not married to the goal of popping out babies when I'm 100. I'm married to the role of popping out babies when you're 100. So what do you got to do today to pop out babies when you're 100? Okay. I want to exercise. Maybe you should eat right. Maybe you should make sure that, you know, you do things mentally that don't cause stress into the body that reduces the blood flow to your extremities. That might be an option. So if you notice, everything I'm doing today is preparing for me when I'm 100. So I'm married to that, boo-boo. I ain't married to the goal. I'm married to the role. So I'm married to the role of a millionaire. I'm playing the character. See, I wrote the script. And in my movie, I wrote the script. And the title of the movie is The Life of W.E. Rogers. And in that movie, I wrote the script, directed by W.E. Rogers, starring in the lead role, W.E. Rogers. And so I will get the award for best actor, for best screenwriter, for best producer, for best lighting, sound, stage, everything. Because the movie is about me. So I recommend you do the same thing. So in my movie, I ride off in the sunset with the money and the girl. Like all the movies I watched, the Negroes die, they die in the first scene, first 5 minutes, and he out. Man, that was a short role. Not in my movie, boo-boo. In my movie, I win. So since you can write your own script too, I recommend you write the script so that way you win. So you got to rewrite the script. And you rewrite the script how? Number one, dunamis power, not just any power. Dunamis, where we get the English word dynamite. See, what had happened was the way a lot of y'all savings account is set up, it is devoid of dunamis power. Because dunamis power comes from crystal clear clarity. Where there is no clarity, there is no confidence. There is no completeness. There is no connectivity. There is no chemistry. And it damn sure ain't no currency. So it starts with clarity. Number one, dunamis power, clarity. Number two, agape love. Now what agape means, now you got strange, you got eros, you got a lot of different types of love. But this agape love is unconditional love. See, I love you, and I don't care if you love me back. Let me say that again. So you treat me like trash. You don't call me. You don't do this, that, and the other. Does that change how I feel? Does that change the chemistry between me and you? So if you go ghost, guess what? When you come back, I'm still here. Because my love is not affected by yours. My love is not contingent upon what you give me. My love contingent upon what I give myself. So I'm married to myself. I just like hanging out with you. Because of the chemistry. See, a lot of people don't got that. That's called unconditional love. See, y'all got that you scratch my back, I scratch your back kind of stuff. Y'all got that you pay tithes, okay, you're good. You don't pay tithes, get the fuck out of here. Or, you know, if you don't do this, if you don't, y'all got that hoop jumping love. You jump through this hoop, I got you, boo-boo. But if you don't jump through that hoop, then what had happened was when my savings account is set up, yeah, you got to go. See, source code, he's always benevolent. That means he's always sending out one frequency, love. But the word love is E-V-O-L, evolve, boo-boo. So you learned a couple of tricks back in 1920. Okay, this is 2019, homie. You might want to, you know, upgrade your skill set. That's just a recommendation. So you know a lot of stuff. You're the baddest thing since sliced bread. I understand. I give you mad respect. But guess what? What you're doing, that was, a church tradition that was started in the 30s, and you're still doing it in 2019? Okay, chicken dinners worked in the 30s, homie. Chicken dinners don't work in 2019. You might want to have a product, service, information. That's just a minor suggestion. So if you cannot evolve, you don't got love. Now, you can tell me you mean love, you ain't got the energy that gives you the ability to take action that somebody that has love. Oh, you understand the meaning. But what about the power? What about the energy? What about the substance? What about the fruit? Everybody got the meaning. But the new level that I'm on, oh, you're an entomologist. That is great. Now you got to be an energymologist. We got to go new level, new devil. We're raising our chi, our prana. And last but not least, sofrines mas. Sofrines mas, again, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but remember, look at the word give. So God give. Remember, God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. So therefore, you give, you receive, then you have. You cannot tell me, well, Brother Will, I don't have nothing to give. Source code just told me he's given you everything that you need for life and godliness. God has given you. He didn't give you a spirit of fear. So where'd you get it from? Why are you afraid? God did not give you that, man. You cannot tell me. Now, you can tell them other knuckleheads that, but I know the secret. God did not give you that fear. So you cannot tell me, well, but I'm afraid that if I do this, my man going to leave me. Okay, let him go. Well, God, well, Brother Will, I don't understand. You know, God did not, you know, give me the, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm concerned. Okay, your children acting up. Okay, let them act up. God did not give you a spirit of fear. He gave you a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So sofrines mas means brain immersed in the solution. Because what that does chemically to the body, if you do those three things, if you got dunamis power, if you got unconditional love, and you got so a mind that is immersed in the solution and not the problem, that activates your immune system. And your immune system is basically a aculine system that goes throughout all of the body, and it turns your chi on, the codex on. And then, my brothers, and then, my sisters, now you are biologically connected to source. So your chemistry establishes your currency. If you have a high chemistry, you got high currency. You know what currency is? That's called dollar bills, y'all. I'm just saying. We all like them duckies. Well, maybe y'all don't, but I do. Everybody needs to establish a millionaire frequency. That is the frequencies that transform the body from the inside out. So when you walk into a room, you have a frequency. The 12 attributes of God activate the 12 cranial nerves, activate the 12 primary meridian lines, activate the 12 ley lines that come from the 12 zodiac signs or the 12 constellations or the 12 Maserut that activates again the 12 numbers in your life optimization chart. That magnetizes, that increases the voltage, that increases the oxygen, and that increases the electrons in the body. This is vortex mathematics, or the mathematics of God, found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Teleates, that removes the telomeres on your DNA. But the Bible says, let us go on to perfection. Look up that definition of the word in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Is this word, T-E-L-E-I-O-T-E-S. Anybody want to hurt their brain? Anybody want to put the devil out their house? Ezekiel 1:1. Amplification. That's energy. If you're born in the month of July, you do that automatically. You just show up and show out. You ain't even got to do nothing. All you got to do is, you got a pulse, you can breathe, just show up. You can amplify anything with your chi and with your prana. But the only thing that's stopping you is you. How are you stopping yourself? Self-hate, self-doubt, self-shame, self-guilt, because that's self-hate, self-doubt, self-shame, self-guilt. Stop shooting your cells in the foot. The body is an electronic device. You are an electronic capacitor. The universe is based up on chemistry, which is based upon or activates your biology. That is understood through physics. Very important to activate the electrons or the El or the Elohim. All problems in life is the result of low voltage in your cells. Charge your cells, my brothers. Charge your cells, my sisters, with the minerals and enzymes, and more importantly, from your thoughts. that will detox the cells, that will energize the body. So that way that increases your voltage. And once you increase your voltage to 1.618, that is the golden means. That's the golden ratio. That is the golden rule. 1.618 pi. Another study for another time. Once we break that down, my brothers and sisters, we're going to remove all of the emotional blocks that's blocking your battery packs, which is all of the organs in the body, especially the large intestines, the heart, the spleen, the kidney, and the liver. Those are the primary energy centers of the body. And so the energy or the enemy is using what is called the Tesla resonating circuits to destroy your chi. All of this is the result of what I will be sharing later on as I break down what they call hypostasis, which is histamine in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 3. It's in the body as histones. If you go to Google right now, type in what histones, click on images, and look at what you see. You see an egg with a snake wrap around it. The egg represents the womb. That represents the O. That represents the ovaries. That represents the kurkha. That represents the circle. Anybody got any circles, any O's in your chart? You got a snake wrapped around it, preventing you from exuding energy. Don't believe me? Go and look at it biologically. Go to Google or your favorite search and type in histones, H-I-S-T-O-N-E-S. Click on images. See what's going on inside of the body. That's what we're here to destroy. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, God Bliss. He has a name that no man can pronounce. May the Sun, the S-O-N, the S-U-N, and the S-U-M expose, express, and expand you to the Ruach, the Pneuma, the energy, and replace the meanings. Oh, you got the meanings of the words, but we ain't got the energy of the words. Let's replace definitions or dead definitions with the energy or the inner God. Let's activate the inner God. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will. God bless. Challenge it.
Paperfall Bros. On the beat. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stand at the cash, get that paper, homie. Pay your tracks, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stand at the cash, get that paper, homie. Pay your tracks, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
From the OGs, yeah. The one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters trying to blot like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Struck. Start a brand new kingdom, yeah. Forever now the king is home, yeah. OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stand at the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stand at the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, to your math, all that sell, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some raps, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 2-1-0, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stand at the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track,